Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jag heter Sandra Rollins.
No, jag heter Rollins.
Och du lyssnar på Perfekta paret.
Hello.
Hej, vi är tillbaka. Yes. Hur mår du?
I'm good, man. It's
Christmas is over. Dagen.
Yeah, it's Boxing Day.
Yeah.
In Canada.
Mm-hmm. Och England väl? Har inte de också boxing?
I don't know, man. I don't care about inferior countries.
Nej, nu får du lugna ner dig.
I care about American Sweden, the way it's supposed to be. Oh, two powers.
Mm. Vad tänkte du? Du och jag såg en film här precis.
Yeah.
Som heter Leave the World Behind på Netflix.
Mm.
Hur kände du när du såg den? Ett hett tips faktiskt till er som lyssnar om ni inte har sett den.
Yeah,
väldigt obehaglig.
Good Netflix family fun film.
Nej, absolut inte.
Nah.
En apokalyps känsla.
Man, it made me think about us talking about...
Like, man började fundera, bara, vad har vi hemma? Ska vi beställa? Vi behöver liksom ett survival kit.
Yeah, it was basically... it's a kind of a disaster film.
Mm.
Strange stuff
inte
is
bara
happening.
Kind of.
It's a disaster film, but it's like strange stuff is happening. It feels like end of the world kind of film, and people in this just trying to have a little quick getaway have to figure out what to do with the world changes dramatically.
Fy fan, vilken bra dröm. Alltså jag har så svårt. Det är därför du tycker
jag... I believe in us, by the way. I believe in us.
Humans, eller vadå? Eller dig och mig?
You, us too, yes.
Okej, okay. Ja, det är ju jättebra. Men man behöver ändå också ha förutsättningarna.
Yeah.
Alltså, you believe in us, men vi behöver ju liksom ha mat, typ.
Right. I believe in my willingness to kill somebody for food.
Men gud, alltså, that just to, escalated
you have
quickly.
That. You have to have that in you. And if I pass on,
vad fan är som
if I pass on, you need to have that in you to be able to kill somebody for food. You have to have that.
I don't.
You have to have that.
Men det här är efterblivet snack. Ursäkta, så får man inte det. Men det här...
Wow.
I hear you, men jag tror ändå på, hoppas på en värld där man ändå kan prata med människor.
See, look, you're dead already. You're dead. I'm just hoping for a pow.
Vad ska du göra?
And now you got parentless children.
Vi har inga vapen.
We get weapons, man. I got my dagger. We'll start with the dagger. And then we work
we'll
our way
get
up.
Get weapons?
Yes, you get. That's one of the first things you get.
Om jag trodde på oss i början av den här konversationen. Då känner jag nu it's done. We're over. Quickly.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it never happens. But if it does, I think I'll be... Well, at least one of us is ready to do it. Needs to be done. But finding like a bunker, you know we got tvättstuga.
Vår tvättstuga är inte ens som nere. Den är ju liksom på gården.
It's on a building, but yeah, it's a building, man. We need to move to go to our old place. Did you keep the key? We need to find a way to get a key to a tvättstuga. Those feel sturdy, man.
Men man blir ändå när man ser såna här filmer och sen ser de här liksom bunker-människorna.
Yeah.
Då blir man ändå bara såhär...
Hmm. Maybe they're onto something.
Not so bad, actually.
They're survivalists, man.
Mm. Men alltså, när jag ser såna här filmer, du tycker att jag är så tråkig för jag inte tycker om att kolla på diverse olika... Alltså, skräck och thriller och sånt.
To me, a disaster film is scarier than a thriller. Like than a thriller or a horror movie.
Exakt.
Because those are normally unrealistic and ridiculous.
Ja, men det här för mig... Det är bara det att jag blir ju illa påverkad. Alltså nu känner jag ju att jag går runt i en värld som är farlig, apokalyptisk.
Okay.
Typ. Domedagen är här typ. Så jag måste ju, nu måste jag titta på någonting väldigt lättsamt.
And we will. We'll watch something nice and friendly later.
Okej. Okay. Så jag inte drömmer vad jag drömmer. Fy bubbla. Men du, ska vi gå vidare?
You didn't want to make this whole episode about our disaster plan. I wrote out my disaster plan right here. Bullet points 1 through 73.
Well, rule number one, don't share it.
Speaking of survival, we made it. We made it through Christmas.
Verkligen.
No, this was a really nice Christmas. Top five. Top five Christmas.
Anledningen till att vi skrattar är för att John säger allting som han gör. Eller som händer som vi gör. Det kan vara en maträtt som du lagar.
Yeah.
Ett event som vi är
med. Top five pancakes I ever made.
En outfit eller jag vet inte. Allting är top five. Du lever ändå a good life. När alla saker du
My life is improving.
Ja, för det blir top five hela tiden.
Det bara liksom tops itself.
Det är, alltså det är helt otroligt. Du,
you're top five wife. Top five.
Du har faktiskt great. Du, det är faktiskt ändå härligt att ha en sån positiv outlook.
It's probably top five outlooks that
det är
currently
100% top five.
My outlook right now, top five that I'm
för det är ganska mycket som känns dystert alltså i världen.
But you gotta have a good outlook.
I guess. Ja, det.
Så but yeah, it was a good Christmas. I want to throw it out there. The gift exchange games can be a tragedy. It's possible.
Kan vara tråkigt.
And we had a good one this year. Sometimes it lingers in the back of my mind, is this going to be awkward?
Okay. Hur skulle det kunna vara awkward då, tänker du?
Somebody not liking the gift.
Om man verkligen hatar sin present bara.
Yeah. Especially, well, we did it two ways this year. We always have two get-togethers with the family. One is a little bigger, more people are involved, and they come and we do the like a little bit cheaper gift exchange with the dice and all of that stuff. And I could get.
Men då är man ju inne i det också i att det är lite mer en lek typ.
Alltså, yeah, julklappslek.
Men jag tycker ändå vi har haft bättre gåvor i det senaste åren. Att ändå folk försöker anstränga sig.
Yeah, we raised the price a little bit. Yeah, people have been a little more thoughtful.
Också folk är äldre. Vill inte ha massa larviga grejer.
Eller? Yeah, booger jelly beans. That was only one
det
year.
Var ett år. Fan. Ja, men jag tycker också att julen var väldigt lyckad. Mysigt.
Yeah. Always good food. Everybody was in a good spirits. It was nice, man. And this year, the Christmas spirit has been rich in our family this year. I think I would like to, in retrospect, I think it's the snow. We got so much snow.
Verkligen.
I feel like it just makes it, as you listen to Christmas music, snow is falling on the ground. It's just nice.
Det känns härligt.
It feels like that helped.
Ja, jag håller med. Nej, men det är skönt att, det var bra. Jag tänkte säga, det är skönt att det är över, men jag känner inte ens så. Jag tycker det är mysigt med julen. Jag tycker oftast inte att det känns stressigt eller jobbigt eller sådär.
I do feel like we didn't watch enough movies this year.
Julfilmer.
But we hit like four movies we got through.
Och istället så kollar vi på den här jobbiga filmen som ligger som en våt handduk över mig nu.
Christmas is over though.
Hade kunnat kolla på
anything.
Verkligen.
Yeah, but we decided
Santa med han Tom.
No Santa in that movie.
Tom Brady höll på att säga.
But we didn't watch as many Christmas movies as I would have liked, but we watched Julkalendern. That was good. Shout out.
Shout out. Ja, jättemysig.
Yeah. So it was nice. And then the kids are a little older. Our children are 6 and 9. And I felt like it was nice to see them appreciate Christmas. So it was good. And they liked their gifts. And we didn't go as ham as we did last year. Last year we bought too many presents. And we didn't realize it until we were wrapping on the last night. And we were like, we'll scale it back a bit next time.
De får ändå mycket grejer. Vi lever verkligen ett privilegierat liv. Ja.
So it was really nice, man. And then the second get together we do is on Christmas Day. We do or Christmas Eve, and we do the
på riktiga julafton.
Kalle Anka but we do a seafood platter.
Tror vi pratade säkert om det här förra året.
Okay.
Men det gör ingenting. Jag bara menar, du kan.
But we did that.
Vi äter skaldjur, hummer framförallt. och sen andra saker.
It was delicious. It was nice. The kids were more calm. Like they're getting a little older. They're like understanding how to sit and like.
Ja, men de hade väldigt svårt att sen. De tjatade om de där julklapparna enormt mycket.
Oh.
Men det är the Swedish way, man ska vänta. Torteras.
Yes. And we did have a Secret Santa this year.
Mm.
That was different.
Mm.
And everybody seemed happy with their gifts that everybody got.
Det var bra. Väldigt lyckat. Här ska vi sluta prata om det här lyckliga skimret. Oh. Börja prata om lite relationsproblem.
Okay, let's do it. I didn't know you. I thought you wanted to talk about Christmas. I know nothing that's going on. Well, now it's time for Reddit relationships.
My girlfriend, 36, female. Mm-hmm. 36, female.
Red flag.
Yeah.
Reddest of flags.
Yells and cries in public to
oh,
me.
Oh, shit.
35, male. To get attention and get me to do what she wants. What options are available to deal with the situation if it arises again? My girlfriend, who is 36, yells and cries in public when I'm with her and don't do whatever she wants me to do. She has also recently started to slap me in the face.
Out of your mind.
She has also recently started to slap me in the face in public, which I have asked her to stop, but she continues to do it. She tells me she is allowed to do it because I don't do when I don't do what she wants me to do.
Oh, she wants that type of relationship.
She has an IT job that she works on from home and works with a male that lives in another state. She is overly friendly with him on the voice chats and also whispers to him, and I have asked her to stop that as it's not professional. Whispers to him.
So can you turn your volume?
Hello.
Hi.
How's your work day going?
Yeah. What's the problem with the Wi-Fi?
She went to a work meeting in March and said she will be home, but then came back several hours later. She was messaging me and checking in frequently. However, she shared her location. And she shared her location with me.
What is this shared location?
When she gets mad at me, she calls me by her male coworker name. What?
Wow. She's, you know what? I got more to say.
I have asked her to stop doing this, but she persists. Jag fattar ingenting. Vänta, va? When she gets mad at me, she calls
She's
me
like,
by...
Steven! Steven!
Vad är det för jävla sjuk härskad
teknik? You stop it, Steven.
Va? Who she supervises. I have asked her to stop doing this, but she persists. She's also pregnant, and we're expecting in about 2 months, which is the reason I have not left her already. I can't be with someone who does not respect me. I need help. How should I resolve this?
Break up is all I can say.
Alltså, jag känner
Raise bara. Your kid
Vänta.
Separately. I don't know what this is.
Jag känner bara att vi får erkänna att vi ofta så läser vi bara titeln på de här och läser liksom inte igenom dem. Eller hur? Innan. Alltså det är nytt för både dig och mig nu.
What do you mean?
Vi har inte läst den här innan jag läser upp den nu.
No.
Det här känns bara så här. Det här är inte väl på riktigt.
You think it's fake?
Jag bara känner så här, men menar han allvar? Hon alltså skriker
och... You think somebody made this up?
Skriker och gråter ute. En vuxen kvinna. Alltså hon är ju inte frisk mentalt, tänker jag. På något vis. Och sen så slår hon honom. För att hon tycker att hon får göra det när någon inte gör det hon vill. Och sen att hon håller på att kalla honom sin...
Why would somebody make that up though?
Också såhär, when she gets mad at me, she calls me by her male co-worker's name. Who she supervises. Varför? Men det är en jättekonstig härskarteknik. Eller vad är det?
I think.
Ja, säg.
She wants to be in like a dom relationship.
Okay.
One of those like... dominant relationship, and mm-hmm. he's the mm-hmm. passive one or whatever.
Okay,
but he hasn't agreed to this. Like trying to put him into it, smacking him.
Men
like,
tror du att hon vet att hon vill det, eller tror du att
maybe
hon...
she doesn't understand it? But this is something like she's trying to just like enforce it, or maybe she's had someone who was submissive enough in the past.
Så jag tycker att
this
du...
might be that type of thing.
Fast jag tycker du ger henne way too much. Benefit of the doubt. Alltså,
you just think she's just crazy?
Exakt. Alltså låter det... Om det är så hon vill ha en sån relation...
The name thing is why I said it.
Jag förstår, men... För det du säger, då är det ganska uttalat och man har väl ganska tydliga regler för det och sådana saker.
Right, normally. Alltså
det, ja, det här känns ju mer som att en loose can. Här kan du, vad är det du brukar säga att folk är? Unhinged.
Okay. She's unhinged.
Här har du en.
But normally it's the person who writes that I feel feels unhinged.
Men det här tycker jag är.
This woman is, yes, she's unhinged and maybe she doesn't know that she wants to be in that type of relationship. And it might be what she needs to find out that she needs, wants to be in that type of relationship and then get in that type of relationship. But poor him, man. You should not have shot that club up. Your face.
Yeah.
What? What? I can't say that?
Nej,
am I too old to say that he shoot up, shot up the club?
Alltså, det är verkligen. Men,
you know what that means?
Ja, det är klart jag gör.
That's what the kids are saying.
The kids are not saying it. The kids don't understand what the hell you're talking about.
He shot up the club. He got her pregnant. And now she's gonna have this kid. He's gotta deal with her.
Vidrigt.
The rest for the next 25 years.
Alltså, undrar om hon har gjort så här gråtit och skrikit på honom innan hon blev gravid. Eller är det här någon så här gravid grej?
You're right, unhinged, man. I would, the first time, like, I, some of these things I can't imagine because I consider myself a very tolerant person. And a very, I consider myself a patient person. Do you think I'm a patient person?
Absolut.
But
man, alla har ju sina stunder när man kanske har mindre.
And mine would be here. Like, if you, adult having a temper, remember, I was around an adult, an older person that's probably 20 years older than me that had a temper tantrum recently in public. And I didn't know this person that well.
Oh, just det.
And I had no patience for this at all. Because I feel like as an adult, you figure these things out. And it was just like, it was a crazy situation we were in. But this person was really acting like a child.
Oh.
And it threw me off. And I, that's something I can't. No, it wasn't a relationship type of thing. I'm just saying, like, these type of things, I cannot tolerate it. Like, we said red flag. This was like end of the relationship.
Så han har säkert sett liksom
there's been signs.
Ja, precis.
This doesn't happen without signs.
Nej, det håller jag helt med om. Alltså att det blir eskalerar så mycket, men sen också att hon har så här börjat slå honom om det nu stämmer. Alltså, jag menar,
and calling me somebody else's name, that ends immediately. Like,
alltså,
okay.
Immediately.
You call me Steven one more time and you'll be calling me out of here. Like, you'll be calling me back hoping I'm coming back. I'm not. Is it Steven or what? I made Steven up. Sounds good.
Ja, men Steven känns ändå som the one she supervised. Nej, jag tycker det var helt sjukt det. Bara hela den här storyn. Alltså, jag håller med
dig. You called me the wrong name one time.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Jag bara, when? nej, jag tycker verkligen att jag önskar också att han bara kunde göra slut med henne.
He can.
Ja.
And people need to stop acting like just because the baby, like, the kid's gonna be all right. Be a good parent.
Hon är nog inte så lätt att ha att göra med som en co-parent.
Yeah, but you don't want to see, I don't want my kid to see me in an unhappy relationship.
Nej, det är.
And if you keep calling me somebody else's name and slapping me, this is not a happy relationship.
Jag är glad.
We can't do this. We can't do this.
Varför kallar du pappa för?
Why do you call daddy Steven and slap him? Daddy, why does mommy slap you and call you Steven? Who's Steven?
Why do you yell at daddy and call him Steven? Fy fan vad hemskt. Vidrig misshandel.
My dad's name is Jonathan, but sometimes my mom calls him Steven when she slaps him.
Nej, men det var faktiskt vidrig.
Yeah, that's insane.
Lämna henne på en gång.
Leave her immediately, man.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Now it's time for 25
Nej.
Signs.
Men det är... Jag tänkte bara att om den här tjejen hade lite andra strategier för att få sin kille att göra det som hon vill att han ska göra.
Utan wait, we're giving people tips to try to get people to do what they want, what we want them to do in a relationship. I'm gonna say how many of these I've seen you try to employ.
Det är ju bättre än att gråta, skrika och slåss. Kanske.
Okay.
Man kan ändå...
What if the first one is, first, cry. Then, yeah. If crying doesn't work, scream. Scream at the top of your lungs.
Slap him and call him someone else's name.
Have you ever tried calling them somebody else's name?
Nej, det här kommer från Psychology Today. Det är någon PhD som heter Lisa Firestone som pratar om det här.
Oof, what a name.
Ja, nummer ett. Try to practice unilateral disarmament.
Unilateral disarmament, okay.
Ja, kan du förklara vad det betyder?
Nope. I don't know. Unilateral means from more than one angle. Disarmament is to take away... To make somebody feel like safe and less like on edge,
ja,
on
precis,
guard.
Att man tar ner the armor.
Yeah,
alltså typ,
yeah.
Eller hur? This is a technique I often introduce to couples that is valuable to implement in heated moments when an argument is going nowhere. If the goal is to be close to your partner, there are times when it is best to simply drop your side of the dynamic. You can do this by first calming down with yourself, refuse to lash back at your partner, and instead saying something warm and honest like, I care more about feeling good with you than winning this argument.
Ooh, I'd be annoyed if you said some shit like that.
För då låter som att du fortfarande tycker, I am right.
Yeah.
However.
You think you're better than me now? Because I'm mad?
Men man kanske kan säga, this argument isn't that important.
Nah, yeah.
Alltså man kan formulera det annorlunda så
yeah.
att det inte känns som att man bara,
pretentious.
I'm right, but, mm. Yeah, exactly. Taking these steps often softens the other person, so they are more likely to also drop their side of the dynamic.
Okay.
Håller du med?
I can understand it.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Jag håller med. Två. Stay vulnerable. It is hard for many people to say...
Can I see your vulnerable face?
What? Vänta. Jag vet inte.
If you do that, we argue and you just make that little puppy face. Like, oh, she's so vulnerable.
She's so cute. It's hard for many people to say what they want out loud or even admit to themselves. When you do express your wants, it is important to do it directly, but from a vulnerable place. Try not to speak in an entitled manner, as if you're demanding something or using words like, I deserve. When someone in a relationship acts like they, like their partner owes them something, they tend to fall into traps in which they find themselves navigating or nagging or complaining, both which only serve to alienate or irritate the partner.
I can see that. That's a strong point.
Så att man liksom ska prata om saker från ett annat perspektiv än att det blir tjat. Det är svårt. Om man liksom är
especially passionate about something.
Ja, eller någonting som man känner sig irriterad på själv. Det är svårt då att komma från en angle där man inte låter sur och tjatig och irriterad och sånt.
Okay.
But you also shouldn't feel the need to overexplain or apologize for what you're saying. Mm-hmm. You should try to remain open and honest without getting sidetracked or backstepping because you start to feel afraid or uncomfortable.
Would you say you do that sometimes?
Vad?
Like backtrack when you start, instead of like standing your ground, start backing off a little bit. It's because you start to feel uncomfortable with the conflict. I would guess that you did. Back off sometimes.
Ja, men det...
But it also kind of sounds like part one.
Jag skulle säga det. Jag tror att inte för att jag är uncomfortable nödvändigtvis, men kanske för att man, när man har tjafsat också, så oftast så kommer man väl, eller vi tycker jag, till en punkt där man känner så här, vad handlar det här bråket ens om? Alltså, vad är,
är
det ens värt någonting? Yeah. Vad är det ens som jag är ute efter här? Alltså att,
let's just go have sex.
Exakt.
Yeah. Solves it all. Why did you give me that vulnerable face just now?
3, don't use victimized language. Refusing to act victimized is an important principle in general.
I agree.
When you talk about what you want, steer clear of speaking in ways that sound victimized or childish.
Did I give examples?
In don't play the victim game. Aha, det här är någon. Nej, gud vad kul. Hon gör liksom en reklam för sin mans bok typ. Ah, maintaining a child victim role leads to chronic passivity. It's important not to be passive aggressive toward loved ones. You shouldn't punish them for not knowing instinctively what you want or failing to read your mind. No one can or should expect anyone, other person, to meet all their needs. Rather, you should strive to feel like a whole person in yourself. I mean, okay,
but what? I need an example of that.
Your words should be an authentic expression of what you want, not a demand for what you need or an expectation of what you're entitled to. I mean, de ger faktiskt inte något bra.
Because if it was like saying to somebody, don't make yourself sound like a victim, I feel like I need a little more concrete stuff
precis.
For that. Because that could be like, you might be using language that is that of a victim, and then I don't feel like you are making, you know, I just feel like you're expressing yourself. Or maybe you're expressing yourself honestly, and it comes off
att as man inte vet, like precis. Yeah. Aha, men då kan du köpa boken Don't Play the Victim Game av Robert Firestone.
Robert, is this a setup?
Ja, verkligen. Man bara,
don't play the
crummy commercial? Read this whole thing. Man bara, advertisement. Vi tar en sista då.
Hold on. I want to say, the reason I laughed so hard is because Sandra just quoted A Christmas Story, which is the best Christmas movie, and it was brilliant.
Tack.
I love you. You're so funny.
4, avoid you statements. One way to... diverge.
I hope you're listening as you're reading.
One way people diverge from saying what they want directly is by switching from I statements to you statements. Mm-hmm. Many people tend to be more comfortable saying, you don't act excited to see me anymore, or
well, now you give examples.
You're always distracted. It is valid to give your partner feedback, but if all he or she hears is a stream of complaints, it is more likely to drive them away than to make them feel closer to you. On the other hand, the exercise of saying what you want is really about expressing something about you, about who you are and what matters to you. That's why it is better to start with I want to feel wanted by you. I want your attention. I want to have fun with you. Okay, vi förstår.
Okay.
This helps
all these examples here.
Yeah.
When there's no book involved.
Exactly. To have more feeling and understanding towards yourself, while hopefully inspiring the same reaction from your partner. Ja. Vad tycker du?
I could see, I've been in relationships where, I've been in a relationship where where that really, that really hit home for me in a certain relationship, in a marriage I've been in.
Vad menar du?
With the you and the I.
And say then, you do this.
Yes,
do that.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
I mean, I have heard you do that.
Okay, interesting.
No, you know that. No.
Vad då? Du menar på att jag skulle göra det mer än vad du gör?
Yeah.
Aha. Okay.
I don't complain that much about you. Yeah. When they said a constant stream of complaints,
constant.
That's what
stream.
I thought. Hey, all right. See, look, just dismiss it.
Oh my god. Well, I will think about this.
Yes, I appreciate that. And I like that you do that. For the record, whenever we have our little tiffs, because nothing's ever too serious, but we have our tiffs, and I do like that you're quick to come out and reflect on things that you can improve. And I think I do the same. Try to reflect on things I can improve. And then our arguments normally end like that, with one of us telling the other one that you heard. Mm. And I think that's a healthy thing.
Mm.
I'm honest. I'm true. I'm serious about that.
Ja, det känns som att det här paret som vi pratade om skulle kunna åtminstone ta lite tips från den här artikeln.
Yeah.
Hur man kan kommunicera på ett bättre sätt. för att få vad man vill. Det lät ju lite konstigt så här, to get what you want. Låter right. lite kalkylerat.
Mm, it sounds like something from like Cosmo.
Ja, men om man tänker på det mer att det ska handla om att man ska ha en bättre kommunikation.
I was gonna say to get understood by your partner.
Ja, precis. Då
not
är det
to get
ändå.
What you want. Because your partner might understand what you need and might not want to give it to you. But
ja,
it's still good
precis.
To be, you know what I'm saying? Or might not be able to.
Ja.
But being able to communicate effectively is very important.
Verkligen. Ja, men spännande. Det ska bli intressant att höra om vi har lite lyssnare som tycker att de vet hur man ska få sin partner.
I want some strategies. Some tactics, some techniques.
Oj.
Some things that people do to try to get their partner to do what they want or to be understood by their partner.
Mm, I like it. Jag tror det räcker för idag, va?
Yes, glad to be back and we're gonna keep coming at ya.
Tack snälla för att ni har lyssnat.
Yes.
God fortsättning.
Yes, later.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.